Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you as always. I know I say that every day, and I mean it. I mean it every single day. I have told you over and over and over again that the way to fix America, to bring us back home, as we say when we go off the air, is locally. It matters. Who is on your school board? It matters who your county commissioner is, your county sheriff, your alderman. It matters. In fact, I believe those things matter because they are the foundation. As a republic, we are run supposed to be by we the people. We're in this fix because we've allowed these career politicians, emphasis on the word career politicians, to go crazy. They spend, they spend, they tax, they regulate, they mandate, they do everything they're not supposed to do, and they're not doing what they are supposed to do. Now, I told you a few weeks ago that I'm going to be having on some folks in Missouri particularly, and I will have anyone on from across the United States. If you want to be on, let's talk. Give me a call in the office and we'll talk about it. Next week, September 17, is Constitution Day. Mark that down. I'm going to be speaking. They're having their convention here in the state of Missouri, in Branson, Missouri. And I'm going to be down there. I'm going to speak a little, encourage a lot, and sing a song or two. And I'm going to meet many of those who are running. They are on the ticket here in the state of Missouri, on the ticket as the Constitution Party. And today I have with me Tori Proffer. Now, her real name is Victoria, but she goes by Tori, which I just love. And I was reading her bio. Very interesting woman. But she was born in southeast Missouri. You know, my dad was from that area, so I'm kind of sort of familiar with that area a little bit. She was born there, but then she and her family moved to the state of California, and through divorce and some other things, she moved back to southeast Missouri, which I'm sure was a culture shock. And many things that she did during her life, including join the Marines. And I'm going to bring on Tori Proffer. We're going to talk about her life just a little bit. And I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about what you can do in your local area. She's doing something every one of these candidates that I have had on have said, I had no intention of ever running for an office, and yet they find themselves in that situation now by choice, by love of country, and some kind of a duty that we feel we have to do what we do. Tori, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. How are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann, and thank you for having me.
I only told part of your story because I figure we're going to get into some of this, but I admire you for what you're doing. I really, really do.
Thank you, but it's sort of not a choice. It's an option at this point in my life.
Well, you feel like it's a calling, really. You were telling me on the phone. She called me a little bit ago, said she was kind of nervous. I said, well, don't be nervous. This is like sitting around the kitchen table. I hope you've got your cup of coffee or whatever it is you drink in the morning. And we sit here with our cup of coffee, and we solve America's problems in the morning here on CSC Talk Radio. We don't always agree.
I just made my second pot, so.
That's a true Marine. That's a true Marine. Well, you know, I told her that I have a soft spot in my heart for the Marines. I've got a few followers on Facebook that are Marines, and, of course, my brother is a Marine. He served in Vietnam, and they are my heroes. And so I've got a little soft spot, and I have a son that served in the Army. So, you know, and my dad was in the Army in World War II, one of those greatest generation, you know, people. So I have a a large respect for our military and for those who have made that choice to, and it is a sacrifice. They sacrifice part of their lives as well as get an adventure in their life when they do that. But let's talk about you, Tori. Let's just talk about your story just a little bit. You moved out and went to the big city from the southeast part of this state, and then you moved back. Was that a little bit of a culture shock?
Oh, sure it was. But it gave me a unique insight between being brought up in a populous area versus a rural area, because mm-hmm. there is totally two different lines of thoughts between each community. And I think you'll find when you get into the big cities, you have more of the liberal thinking. And while there was a time in my life I was a Democrat, I was wet behind the ears. When my family, especially on my father's side, we have many ministers that come from the proper side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that we have a type of a psychic or empath ability. I don't know if that's true, but I do know that through my life I've been able to have some unique ability for discernment. I joined the Marines at 19 when Vietnam was active. President Nixon was our commander-in-chief at that time. I was living in Farmington, Missouri at that time, the summer prior, but several people were going to Canada avoiding the draft because we had the draft in those days.
Yes.
And I felt that was wrong because I believed in our country. I believed in our Constitution. We still had an educational system that taught us those values. And so I joined the Marine Corps, and I didn't realize that what I was in for. oh, my gosh. During those days, there was a high attrition rate because we trained the same as the men. And just about half of the women that I trained with did not make it through boot. In fact, my bunkie drank Drano to get out of the Corps.
Oh, geez.
So it was pretty tough. Yeah, it was. And I wasn't in for a long time. I didn't even fulfill my contract because it was so tough, both of my knees were taken out of the game. So I have an honorable with medical discharge. But that still did not take away the same value that it instilled in me about a Constitution, which was one that I had already had, but it just made it that much stronger and made my oath to my Constitution and to God that much stronger. But it wasn't until years later that I woke up to that oath, and I guess we'll get to that. But being in the Corps, that installed that patriotic feeling in me. So later in years, I was trying to figure out what to do with my life, and I had a daughter, and I was trying to understand how to take care of her, and I decided nursing was my calling because I wanted to be of service to others. Unfortunately, during my time in the service, I had known many fellows that lost their lives, and I didn't realize that nursing was going to take me down that same emotional path, so I started looking for another profession, and I got involved in desktop publishing because in our area, at that time, we had what was called the Superfund, and we have I grew up in the lead belt of Missouri, and,
yeah.
and we mined lead. This was for bullets. So, because of all the lead mining in our area, we have one of the highest cancer rates in the nation in this area.
You know, we're going into a break, Tori. I was telling you a week or so ago when we talked on the phone that my dad was from Bon Terre, Missouri. His father was an electrician in the mine, and I have mm-hmm. an uncle that's from Sullivan, Missouri, and that station is no longer carrying the show. They said I was too national and not enough local news. And anyway, my uncle was an electrician. He's passed away now, was an electrician in the mine in that area. So I do know about the lead mines, and we're going to go into a break. We're going to hold off on the calls for just a little bit as Tori and I talk about bringing America home, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Tori, I want to finish your story, but I was going to make a shout-out to one of my listeners in Pennsylvania. You remind me a lot of her because she's, I don't know if she served in the military or not, but I know that she's kind of living like you do. She's trying to stay away from everything, but yet she stays very involved and attentive to what's going on in her area. But she's self-sustainable, let me put it that way. She does an excellent job, and she keeps me informed. She sends me emails. She calls in every now and then, and I just adore her. But you kind of remind me a little bit of her as how you're trying to live your life, and I really appreciate that. But let's carry on with your story about how you ended up.
Let me give her a big hoorah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I know it's work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Let's finish telling the story about what you have done with your life and where you are now.
Well, okay, so...
You gave up nursing.
Well, I didn't just give it up. I took my national entrance for the exam, passed in the top 10 percentile in the nation, and was doing really well in my core studies, but I started noticing at our local Walmarts on Saturdays these people coming in, especially the babies, and I started seeing this retardation. And it was very concerning. And I talked to my professor of anatomy, physiology, and got the lowdown that these people were really being poisoned.
Yes.
And so
we're speaking of the lead, for those who weren't with us in the first segment. We're speaking of the lead.
Yes, ma'am.
In the lead mines down in the state of Missouri in the southeast part. Go ahead.
So I had a client die on me, and that brought me to the realization, whoa, I can't do this. So that's when I got out of nursing, Beth Ann. And at that time then, I decided to study desktop publishing, and the local editor of our local newspaper, Daily Journal, was teaching a course at the college, and I took the course. And I started publishing my own tabloid to try to alert the people to what was going on in our area. And I distributed it throughout the Missouri 8th Congressional District. It was a big job. But this is in 1992. Here in 1993, I learned of this wonderful vehicle called the Internet. And I had just learned about computers here through my course at the college, so I'm thinking, hey, I can take this on. There were no college courses at that time to understand how to build networks. We had to go by the seat of our pants and crash our networks multiple times to be able to build the Internet. It was very frustrating. I had Southwestern Bell come to me one day in Park Hills, and the executive, and say, why are you buying up all our PRIs? The Internet's just a fad. And I said, no, the Internet is what's going to wake the people up. It's knowledge is power, was the slogan of our ISP, leadbelt.com. And so I got involved in building the Internet for 22 years. And it was a male-dominated field. And trust me, I'm considered one of the first woman ISPs. And you had to have your nose to the grindstone to be able to survive. But it was an ever-changing field. I went through the dot-com bomb. Ended up having to live in my sister's garage at a time. It was a roller coaster of a ride. And we learned of this new technology in 2000 called fixed wireless. Well, most of the folks that had created the dial-up and really were the pioneers, such as myself, of the Internet, went into the fixed wireless because then we didn't have to rely on the telcos, the Southwestern Bells, the AT&Ts, for their PRIs. We relied on the airwave. And we started building fixed wireless networks. There were only a handful of us across the nation. And we started to grow, and as we grew, we decided that we needed an industry association. So WISPA was created, the Wireless Internet Service Providers Association. And basically what they did was they taught folks that wanted to learn about fixed wireless how the ins and the outs. We had these lists. And people, oh, I broke this. How do I fix this? But then we started lobbying the FCC for more airwaves because when the industry started growing and the equipment started coming in, then we really had something going, and we needed the FCC to help us build this out. So WISPA often would send lobbyists to D.C. to lobby, or at least, and I don't know if lobbying is the right term, but to educate our politicians about this technology, because most politicians aren't that bright, unfortunately. In any event, a couple of years later, I was nominated to the board of directors, and I served on, because I believed that not only could the WISP network build out rural America, because as it's been termed many times, it's more bang for the buck. It's a lot cheaper than putting it in your fiber optic or a lot of the other technologies, even the wireless technologies that they use.
People who aren't aware of rural America, you know, rural America, we tend to be on the backside of everything. We always seem to get the last of it. So having this down in the southeast Missouri area was huge. It really was a big deal. I wanted to throw that out because it brings communication almost instantly, and it brings it to an area that didn't necessarily have that. So I wanted to emphasize that, Tori, on what an accomplishment that truly was and is.
An accomplishment. And it's a sad that it didn't end up that way. On my time on the board of directors on WISPA, I served on two committees. I served on the bylaws, which, oh, I was the chair of the bylaws, as well as I was the chair of the disaster committee. Because what is unique about the WISP network is that not only is it great for proliferating broadband in rural areas, but it is also a disaster communications tool, because a WISP has something that's unique. It's called an intranet, which means that anybody that's connected via line of sight to that WISP all belongs into the same network, into a private network. And the WISP simply has to put a web server up there that they could have dish out web pages should there be an earthquake, a tornado that would take out other communications, at least the local area. The neighbor can talk to neighbor. And that is an important feature in the WISP network. It's our intranet, not just the internet. And we're gonna really wish we had them come September 30th. Mm. In any event, I'll get to that. But I sat on the board of directors two terms. They wanted me on there a third term, and I just the politics started taking effect, and I could not be involved. But during that term, they also sent me to D.C., and I spoke at Fort McNair, the National War College, regarding these disaster communications. So it's really a technology that's overlooked in our nation, and it really shouldn't be. It should be the primary technology. And most folks can find a WISP if they go to WISPA.org. There's a Find a WISP there if they're looking for their local WISP in their area. But then in 2009, Obama had the Jobs Creation Act. So they were going to spend $7.2 billion to bring broadband out to rural areas, much like the USDA had their electrical program back in the 40s. And the USDA was one of the administrators on these monies. I had been working on a project almost 2 years prior for the Missouri 8th Congressional District for a fixed wireless network. So I was already ahead of the game because I had already figured out line of sight where towers needed to go. I also am very concerned about this area because we sit on the New Madrid Fault Zone.
Yes, you do.
And in our communications among our first responders is not the greatest for this area. But to combine a network, to take and multitask a network so that not only does it bring communications to the citizens, but it also helps expand the 911 and bring in real jobs. That's, after all, that's what the Jobs Creation Act was about, to bring jobs to America. So I did a little out-of-the-box thinking, and I got together with a Canadian software vendor, and they basically did customer support for countries, other companies, rather, and they were calling in 5,000 jobs back from Indonesia, and they were going to give us 1,000 of these jobs if we use their software in our network operations center.
That would be astronomical in that area. We're going into a break, Tori. Let's hang on. We're going into a break. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines if you'd like to. She's running for the 8th District here in the state of Missouri. That's down in the southeastern part of the Missouri. I want to talk a little bit about that area, about what she's going to do as she gets elected, because we're going to get her elected. She's running with the Constitution Party, 877-895-5410.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Tori Proffer. She's running for the Missouri 8th District here in the southeast part of Missouri. And one thing that we want to emphasize, we've talked about a lot of things. I wanted her to tell her life, all the things she has been through and what she has done in that area. But one thing that she and I agree on, you know, we're not going to agree on everything. I say that every day. We don't agree on everything. Our founding fathers didn't agree on every issue. But one thing we do agree on, and that's Constitution and liberty and freedom and independence and small government. We are the government. That is the big as it's supposed to get, is you and me. And a local government is how we were designed to be governed locally, not from dictators out of D.C. And that is something that Tori and I definitely agree on, and the Constitution Party and I definitely agree on. And sometimes we don't necessarily agree on the avenues on how to get there, you know. Some people are just different. I'm different sometimes. But I do the very best I can with the knowledge that I've got. And Tori, bringing the wireless internet down to southeast Missouri was a big accomplishment. And I know maybe it didn't do everything that we wanted it to, but it was still a great accomplishment. And it has served that community in numerous ways, I'm sure. I'm certain at this time.
The problem, Beth Ann, is it did not. They did not, even though we were told by the chief technical officer of the nation that we had the best technical plan in the nation, we were told by the administrator of the USDA we had more community support than any other application in the nation. We were not awarded the application. Another company came out and said that they basically had the same job number as we did, I think it was 1,370, and they were awarded the grant. But today they have created 79 jobs, according to their last report. So there was an issue of $7.2 billion being spent on networks that really have not benefited Americans. So, and there's no oversight whatsoever on this, and people come and go. So I don't know what happened there, but something wrong. And
so where you were supposed to get 1,000 jobs, you ended up getting much, much less than that.
Well, we didn't even get 10%.
Yeah.
And the technology that was installed wasn't fixed wireless. It was another technology that does not do well with heavy foliage like we have here in southeast Missouri. So there's been question marks about that, and why was that network installed, and especially in areas where there was already service for the people.
Mm.
That wasn't part of the goal that was stated. So that's what got me questioning back in 2009. What the heck is our government up to? In 2010, I joined the Oath Keepers. Of course, I was still in business during that time, but I monitored the National Forum for the State of Missouri. I was one of the monitors. And I kept an eye on what was going on because I was very concerned about that. So the Job Creation Act actually almost made me lose my job. So because we spent so much money pursuing that grant, I had to go back to work, and I got my business back on track in 2014. I retired because I saw what was going on in our nation. I see what is going on in our nation. It's averted. And I moved out to the woods because I thought, well, I'm going to duck for cover on this one. And I know that mainstream media is propaganda. We even have a law that supports and says it's propaganda, and it's okay. But I shut off the TV in 2010. I do not watch TV. I set up a repeater site so that I can actually have internet out into my rural area. Because I don't want any other outside influence coming in. So in October of 2014, I moved out to the woods with my Bible and the Constitution, and was determined to understand where we lost track of our nation, where we've lost track of our God. Mm-hmm. And that's the key, is God, because our Constitution is meant for a moral country. It's meant for a Christian country. And who is that? Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, yes.
So that's our issue. And it goes, when I started researching and understanding and getting more involved in it, the more frustrated I got, because it was very clear what has happened. In July of 2015, when our Marine Corps recruiters were slaughtered in Chattanooga, Tennessee,
yes.
I was distraught. I was totally distraught. I got a phone call from Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, and he said, you need to organize, do what they're doing in Arkansas, and organize a armed guard for your recruiters, because they're not being allowed to protect themselves. The government's idea for recruiters to protect themselves was for them to wear their PTs into the station. Don't wear your uniform.
Mm-hmm.
How insane is that?
It's very insane.
And then a local newspaper came out to do an article on it, and the way that they represented these folks, these heroes, these were veterans. There was one fellow out there that had two purple stars, silver hearts. I had heroes out there that were guarding our Marine Corps recruiter, but they were represented as vigilantes. That same newspaper that got me started in this whole billywhack of my life, it all comes back when you look at it. I started investigating them then. And then I found out that they had been sold to Warren Buffett. Why would Warren Buffett own a little local town newspaper other than to manipulate opinion? And the more I learned, the more I cried and wept for our country, because Stuart was right. I had an oath. I had a contract with God, and I had to honor that, because I had been a sinner all my life. It wasn't until about 2012 that I became born again and started walking with Christ in my life. And because of that, I have a debt, and I have to honor that because I'm going to face him soon. I will be 61 this month. I turn that on the 16th. Unfortunately, that's the day before our constitutional convention down in Branson. So I'm having sort of a hard time with that because I just, like I say, I don't know where we're going in this country right now. I do know that from my constitutional study that the only way to fix it is on the local level. And if we don't look at our sheriffs and expect our sheriffs to uphold the Constitution, they have the power to be able to kick the federal government out of their counties. They have as much power as the president does. If we look at our Constitution, the president really doesn't have that much power. Congress makes law. Executive order is not law. SCOTUS has opinion, and that's all it is opinion. It's not law. People don't understand that. They've been deceived. And when I started researching to find out how they've been deceived, I understand it now because it was the Erie Railroad v. Tompkins in 1938, that Supreme Court decision overturned the Swift versus Tyson, the 1840 decision that made our law common law. He turned it into commercial or maritime law. That's why we go into courts today and we see fringe on the flags. That's a big clue. That is against Uniform Military Justice Code. That's mutilation of the U.S. flag. You can't do that. So, you know, this has been through a long period of time that they have taken our nation from us, and everybody's chasing Pokemon like it's a Pied Piper, and America's burning down around us.
It's
what
like
the heck is that?
And they're fiddling as Rome goes down. We're going into a break. Tori, when we come back, let's talk about your run right there in the 8th District and what you want to do for your local community. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann as we talk about what it really takes to bring America home, and what it really takes is to take our nation back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. And Tori and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective no BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of no BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is no BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. no-bo.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Tori. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but it's the fastest hour of the day. And we've talked about just about everything in your life, maybe not quite. But I wanted to talk just a little bit about what you're actually doing there with your run for the office at the Missouri State at 8th District there in the southeastern part of the state. Let's talk a little bit about your campaign.
Okay, well, in 2012, I saw that something was going wrong in our political system, and I actively got involved with Ron Paul. I was a parliamentarian for our Republican caucus in my local county, and I saw how that went, and I saw how he was treated. So I couldn't consciously stay on the Republican Party ticket because then I saw how Trump was being treated earlier this year. While I may not agree with his politics, if he's got the majority vote, then the party needs to listen. So I looked for another party, and that's when I found the Constitution Party. And one of the fellows that was one of our guards at the recruiter station also happens to be the state chair for the Constitution Party, Doug Inyart. And we've had many conversations regarding our Constitution. In fact, he was the one that helped direct my constitutional study when I initially started. When I looked at the platform of what they stood for, this is it, because it's the only platform that has God in it. The Democrats removed God some time ago, and the Republicans, well, they act like the Democrats. So I am the only one in the state of Missouri that's running on the Constitution Party ticket, which is unbelievable to me. If anybody has an oath of service, they have a debt. And if they don't recognize that, hey, I do not want to become House Representative and go to Jefferson City for 4 months out of the year. I'm retired. I have animals. I just, you know, but I also know I have two grandchildren. Aww. And if we cannot fix this for them, they will not know the America we did. Our Constitution is on its very last leg.
And it is about them. It is about those children. It is about our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation. What we have done with our apathy is strip their liberty and their freedom, and we're making them dependent on king government out of D.C., and I know that you don't want to go to Jefferson City. You're not far from me there. You have to give me a call and give me a little jingle. And, I'm smack dab in the middle of this state. So California, Missouri, smack dab in the middle of the state. And you said you were in the city, and now you're down in rural America. And it is what we fight for here is rural America. I love the city. I grew up in Kansas City. I like the city. But rural America is the foundation of this nation.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that's the moral fiber.
And the reason the city people don't realize that is they're so far removed from that time, that era, you know, where you went to grandma's and grandma and grandpa had a farm, or aunt and uncle had a farm, and you went and visited them. We're so many generations. I think they said it's like 3 or 5 generations away, so they don't remember that. So they don't understand where their food is coming from. And that's another topic of for another day. But rural America is the foundation of this nation. That's what I'm trying to protect and bring that to the forefront for everyone. So going to Jeff City, I know that's not your dream. You kind of like where you're at there in the woods. So,
well, frankly, about that, I don't believe we're going to have an election. September 30th is coming around fast and furious. And if you keep up on the news, you'll know that Obama is handing ICANN over to the UN. ICANN is a group that's globally diversified that manages our domain space for the .com, .net, .org, and so on. And also at that same time, the Chinese Rumbini is going into the IMF breadbasket on September 30th. It'll be the only currency that's semi-backed, gold-backed, that is not a fiat currency in the breadbasket. So I believe at that time we're also handing over our reserve status. Mm-hmm. And I believe when I spoke about that Jobs Creation Act and that $7.2 billion that was used, that taxpayer money, I believe it's more than possible that a secondary network was built, with those monies. So that, a snafu could occur, because I know a lot of high-level network engineers, and I've discussed this topic with them, and they're all scratching their heads. How are we going to pass over those own files? How is this handover going to work? It doesn't take much of an imagination to look at this nation of where we're at today, to think that the way to bring it down is through chaos. So what better way than take down the Internet? And I'll tell you one reason that I believe that, because I voiced my opinions on my candidacy site, proper.us, and as soon as I put up an article regarding actually the constitutionality of the domain.us, because that's really our domain, and the United States, since we invented it, decided we're the .com. Well, you're really not the .com. Anybody could be the .com. The .us, though, is a country-specific domain that applies to us and our laws, just like the .cn, .cn belongs to China and their laws, and it's heavily censored because of that. I got a hit on my website when I posted an article regarding this, because I have web stats. I'm a geek, you know. But it was from J.P. Morgan. This was before this article was indexed by the search engine. Mm-hmm. This happened almost immediately after. Why would J.P. Morgan come to an obscure website about a political campaign unless there was something there? And that article is there, and I also posted the screenshot to show that. Well, J.P. Morgan also manages the EBT payments. That's the food stamps payments. They are the arm that manages that. And some folks, we haven't put our thumb on it exactly. I believe that it, with the internet going down, that could also
okay,
take.
Okay, Tori, we are almost out of time. We're just down to like 30 or 40 seconds. The 8th District is where she's running here in the southeastern part of the state. You need to look her up. You need to go to proffer.us. That's P-R-O-F as in Frank, F as in Frank, E-R dot U-S. And Tori, I thank you for what you're doing. I truly, truly do. And it's something that we all need to look at. We all need to consider what we can do in our local area, because that is the true way to bring America home. And I want to thank you for all of that, for what you're doing. It's just amazing. Is your name on the ballot as Victoria or Tori, T-O-R-I?
I believe it's Victoria, and in quotes, it's Tori. But I want to close with one remark, Beth Ann. I know you're out of time.
Quickly.
The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. J. Edgar Hoover said that.
Amen.
So,
all right.
So I think we better start really paying attention. Pray to God.
We need to wake up. We need to wake up.
That I've analyzed this incorrectly.
All right. Thank you very much, Tori. I appreciate so much what you're doing. We've got to analyze. Look at everything. Don't just shun it and say, oh, that can't be so. Look at it. Study it. Analyze it. Talk to the people that are experts in the field. And I think we can all come together locally and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.